This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We're going to have with us today a program with Diane Massey, who is the vice president of the Be Alive Royal Jelly Company. And yeah, I've used this product for 8 to 10 years, and my wife put me on it a long time ago, and we've used it ever since then. We got off at one time. I really felt it made a difference, so we went back, and then I was rather surprised when the Be Alive people contacted us and said, you know, we'd like to sponsor you for a month. So I said, well, that's just fine. And so let me introduce you to Diane Massey and let you know about this product, which I think is really very, very helpful. So here's Diane.
The senior vice president, and I work side by side with the president for the past 11 years.
All right. Fine. Well, why don't you tell us about this product, which really does work to increase an individual's energy?
Well, I'm so happy to hear that it really has worked for you and for your wife, because most of our recommendations, if you can believe it or not, come from word of mouth. And that's always a nice thing. You know, what happened is it does increase your energy, stamina, and vitality, but it does that a natural way. You know, I often say, you know, many people will say, I'll take a cup of coffee and I can lift my energy level, or I can take a product that makes me jittery. Royal jelly is not like that. Royal jelly is a natural substance that comes from the beehive. And what it does is it lifts your energy level, but in a way where you'll experience that you're more productive in your day. It extends your hours in your day. Where normally you would feel that, oh my goodness, around 2 or 3 o'clock, I have to close my eyes for a few minutes, you'll realize after taking royal jelly, that feeling is gone. And what I love about it is the reason you're getting that energy, Dr. Monteith, is because people are feeling, they're getting more energized through good nutrition. It nourishes the body naturally, and when your body is completely nourished exactly the way God intended, energy is just a wonderful byproduct. So it's really a wonderful nutritional supplement that provides great nourishment for the body.
Well, how did you find out that it really worked? You know, this is not something most people had ever even heard of using.
Royal jelly is not a household name. And I think many times when people do hear it, because it's called royal jelly, they think it's a jam or a jelly. It's not a jam or a jelly, friends. It really is the food of the queen bee and from the beehive. And the way we learned about it was our president and founder, Madeline Valletta, has been my dear friend for over 21 years. And she went through, I knew her when she was well, raising her children, and then she went through a period of her life where she had what, I can't even describe it, it was an overwhelming tiredness. It was something that she woke up one day and all of a sudden felt like she had the flu, but it lasted a week, it lasted several months, it lasted a year and a half. She had difficulty and many challenges, and it was so hard for her to do the things that we all take for granted, like take care of your children or make dinners or sandwiches, or even something as simple as holding a blow dryer in her hair was too hard for her to do. She was very weak, she had no strength, and getting out of bed was even a chore. At that time in her life, because it was so devastating, she went to many, many doctors. And the doctors couldn't really find out what was wrong with her. And sometimes, Dr. Monteith, that's worse. You know, you feel like, is this in my mind? Am I making this up? They can't find anything wrong with me. Well, having no answers for her, one of our friends from our church, actually, had heard about a substance called royal jelly and said, Madeline, I really think if you take this substance, it'll help you to regain your strength. Not heal you or cure you, but really help you to regain your strength. So they started to look for fresh royal jelly in America, and they couldn't find it anywhere. So what we did a lot of research and found it in London, England. So it took us a while, but we got the royal jelly from London, England for Madeline. Her husband faithfully gave it to her every single day, and the changes she saw were remarkable. Little by little, because it's a natural substance, not something like works overnight. I take an aspirin and my headache goes away. It's something that's natural, so it takes some time to work in the body. But little by little, Dr. Monteith, it was incredible. She started to sit up, to feel more strength. Within 3-6 months, she was thinking more clearly. Within 9 months, she was functioning normally again. And her medical doctor started to laugh at her and said, "You think it's because of royal jelly? I'm not going to treat you. You need to come off that stuff." So she stopped taking it and little by little began to regress. And she felt that God created this wonderful substance in the beehive just for her. That's what she really thought. But when she saw that it helped her son who had some problems and other people that she knew, she said, "Gee, Lord, what do you want me to do with this precious substance you created?" And really, that's when she started Be Alive. She started this company to really help God's children to begin to feel well. I think, Dr. Monteith, so many times we go through life settling for less than best. You know, you wake up in the morning and you think, "My goodness, this is the way I have to feel." Run down, tired, and really not getting to all the things God has for me every single day to do. But what we've realized now, and we've been in business for 17 years, is that God is so wonderful and has created wonderful, wonderful substances in nature, which we call His pharmacy, to help restore His people to optimal health. And that's where we should all be living, in optimal health. And that's what I believe royal jelly does for people.
Well, he's certainly been around a long time. I know my wife had met Madeline down at one of the National Religious Broadcasters
yes.
conventions, and I actually had done some just a testimonial. I think this must have been 6 or 8 years ago. You know, just because she believed in the product, and of course that was our first introduction to it, and of course we've been using it really ever since then.
You know, it really changes lives, and I think that's why people stick with it. And that's why they say, "Wow, I didn't realize I can feel this good." I think it's amazing when you hear the story of what royal jelly is in the beehive, you realize why it works so well for us, and it's so powerful. Can I just share that story for you?
Well, please do. Well, when we get back, why Madeline will actually tell us a little bit about why the royal jelly works and how it works in the beehive. But right now, of course, I need to tell you about some of the products that we, of course, advocate people get. And certainly, I believe we're moving into very, very difficult and uncertain times. And one of the things that I hope that many of you will want to think about very seriously getting is the Big Berkey Ultimate Water Filter. Now, it's not available in California or Iowa, but it is available all across the rest of the country. It's economical. It's a convenient means of filtering your water. It's convenient. It's powerful. It filters out pathogens and E. coli and cholera and cryptosporidium. And, of course, it's flexible. You can actually get the Big Berkey water filters. They actually cost $279 regularly. They're available for $249. But if you call right now, and this is, of course, for our shortwave and our Internet listeners, not for those who are listening here in California, because, our government's here to help us, and they won't allow you to get these things here. They're not available in California or Iowa, but anywhere else in the country. Why, if you call right now, you'll get a Big Berkey a water filter for $249, or nearly $279. But if you mention that you heard about them from Dr. Stan, why, you'll get two sports filtration bottles. It's a small bottle that'll actually filter out your water very completely. It's a $70 value, and you get that absolutely free if you simply order the Big Berkey at the price of $249.95. And then, of course, we want to remind all of our listeners out there that we're going to have a seminar here in the Monterey Bay area on the 23rd of November, and we're going to talk about what you've got to do to prepare for the times that lie ahead. So let me simply suggest to you, you really want to call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR to make your reservation to come to the all-day seminar on the 23rd of November. A very important book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background to this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest today is Dan Massey, a vice president of Be Alive Royal Jelly Company, and we're going to have Madeline go ahead and tell us how the royal jelly actually works in the beehive.
Royal jelly, and this is all written in the encyclopedia, so it's all documented information. Royal jelly in the beehive is the food of the queen bee. And the reason I believe it's such a powerful substance is listen to what it does in the beehive. All baby bees are born genetically identical. There's no differentiation which will develop into a queen bee and which will develop into a worker bee. It's only determined by the food that they eat. If a worker bee feeds honey and pollen to a baby bee, it develops into another worker bee and lives for a few weeks, up to about 6 weeks. But if that baby bee, which is genetically identical, remember, is fed something called royal jelly, this precious substance, that bee develops into a beautiful queen bee and lives for up to 6 years. Now, the only difference is the food they were fed. They were born genetically identical. So it's a very, very rich superfood, we call it, food substance from the beehive that's filled with B complex vitamins, 18 to 22 amino acids, living enzymes, minerals, trace minerals, vitamins A, C, and E, all synergistically put into a food substance. And I often say, Dr. Monteith, when God creates something, he sure knows what he's doing, because when we take this precious substance, it does wonderful, wonderful things to our bodies.
Well, is it in a separate part of the hive? How do you find the royal jelly in a beehive?
Well, actually, royal jelly in a beehive is very, very rare and very precious. You get about a half of a thumbnail in a beehive, and you'll only find it in one or two particular cells in a beehive. So it has to be hand-harvested. But what I love about the substance is, even though it's so precious, and for centuries it was only used by the very wealthy or the elite people in England and in China, Be Alive has now made it available for the masses. And I think today we are seeing people really feel so much better than ever before because of natural substances like royal jelly. I really believe it's God's pharmacy, where he's created many, many wonderful things to help restore his people to optimal health. Royal jelly is just one of them.
Well, you know, as a physician, of course, I was always amazed to realize how many of our pharmaceutical products came from flowers or from roots, or you know, and they were there. They'd always been there, whether it was belladonna, which is atropine, or foxglove, which is digitalis. God put all these things here for a purpose, and man, of course, many times would just sort of stumble onto them.
I think it amazes me sometimes how man thinks he can actually know more than God, particularly in royal jelly. With most of the companies out there who sell royal jelly, they take this substance that I just told you about that God created. It looks like, I guess I'd say, a white custardy substance in the beehive. And that's what fresh royal jelly looks like. They actually take that fresh royal jelly, freeze-dry it by removing all of the moisture, and turn it into a powder. And they believe they're doing something good by taking what God created and now altering it. But we believe that when you change the delicate balance of amino acids, all of the vitamins, the enzymes in a substance, it doesn't work as well. We really believe at Be Alive that you need to keep things as close to nature as God intended to get the best result. And I believe with our products, that's what we do. And I believe that's why our royal jelly works so well.
All right. So how do you actually prepare it? I know it's in a capsule. Do you then leave it in the original form, or what do you do?
We leave it in the fresh, original form, exactly the way God intended. And what we do is we have it in several forms at Be Alive. We have it in a capsule form. We have it in a form mixed with honey. We have it in a form in its natural state without honey for people who can't have sugar in their diet. We have it in several different forms. And what we try to do at Be Alive is we do not put our royal jelly in a health food store. And the reason is, or any stores for that matter, the reason is because we only have fresh royal jelly in all of our products, and it needs to be handled in a specific way. So what we do is we keep it in a temperature-controlled environment at Be Alive, and it is shipped directly to consumers, because when you have fresh royal jelly, it can't sit on a store shelf indefinitely. If it does, it's going to lose its potency. That's why people freeze-dry it, because they feel then it could sit on a store shelf indefinitely, but you're not giving the best product possible. And I really don't think that's what God would have us do. So we actually, the form that helped Madeline was fresh royal jelly. It's the way it is made in nature, and that is the only way we sell it at Be Alive. So we only put it through an 800 number. That's the only way people can get our product.
Well, would you like to give that 800 number for our listeners?
I'd be more than happy to. You can call for information, or you can call for the product. Our number is 1-866-233-7500. It's 866-233-7500. And anyone who would like to call to get more information about Be Alive Royal Jelly, if you decide that you would like to place an order, we will give you an extra 1 month supply of Royal Jelly free if you mention Dr. Monteith's show. So when you place an order for Royal Jelly, you'll get an extra 1 month supply absolutely free as our gift.
Well, I appreciate that, and of course, I hope people will remember to mention this, because, of course, that's the way that Be Alive people will actually know that they heard about it, that you heard about it in our program. Well, I want to thank you so very, very much for being with us. It's really been a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith, and I just want you to feel comfortable as well, because you've been so good in saying that you and your wife take our product. If anyone calls and decides to try our product, and after taking the product for a 3 month supply, after taking it for 3 months, they feel they don't see a difference in their how they feel, we will refund the full product cost. That's how much we believe this product will help them.
Well, that's a pretty good offer, but I suspect you don't get very many takers on that.
We don't, but we believe in it so much. We want people to feel that they don't have to worry. They can order it and feel very, very safe and very comfortable with placing their order.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so very much for being with us here.
Thank you so much, and you continue to stay healthy, both you and your wife.
I will. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, fine. Well, that was Diane Massey, and we're going to have our producer get our good friend David Bay for the rest of the program. But again, that number is 866-233-7500. That's 866-233-7500. And I believe it's a good product. I certainly wouldn't be pushing it here. And I would not have been taking it for 8 to 10 years, if it hadn't helped me. Again, the number 866-233-7500. If you need something to give you more energy, well, that's really what it's designed for. Well, the next guest is not a stranger at all to Radio Liberty. David Bay puts out a web page called cuttingedge.org. Cuttingedge.com, and you can get it on the Internet. And David, of course, posts new programs all the time. But we're going to be talking this next, the rest of the hour, on the sniper back in New York. Now, most people, of course, are beginning to suspect this has to do with the wicked Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. But there are a couple of very strange things about what's gone on. And David will tell you about the pattern of the initial injury and the initial attacks that were there. But before we do that, I just wanted to mention something about why David Berkowitz. He was the son of Sam Keller, who was actually indicted and convicted of 8 murders. Now, he didn't commit 8 murders. He only committed 2 murders, and this is no way exonerates him, but he was part of a secret satanic group known as the Process. And the police in New York knew about the Process. It is part of a secret international satanic society. But of course they did not actually prosecute the real Sam and his sons. And the son of Sam were two other members of this satanic cult. This satanic cult ties into the process. And whether you want to admit it or not, there are satanic cults all over the world today. The Hillside Strangler, this was a satanic attack. And what motivated these people was truly satanic beliefs. Now, David, why don't you pick up the story from there?
Okay, thank you very much, Stan. Listen, may I make one quick correction to what you just said?
Certainly.
Our address is not cuttingedge.com, but cuttingedge.org.
Oh, cuttingedge.org.
Remember, we are organized.
All right, fine. You are organized. I apologize. Okay, cuttingedge.org. Right,
well,
go ahead.
Cutting Edge is unique in Christian ministries because we not only understand the Bible and, you know, doctrine and prophecy, but we have studied witchcraft for 16 years. And that's important because the Bible foretells that the Antichrist, the coming Antichrist, will practice black magic witchcraft. And since New Age leaders, New World Order authors have stated repeatedly that the world, or that Antichrist cannot arise unless a majority of the people's attitudes and values have been changed from being based on Judeo-Christianity to based on witchcraft. So, you know, that's an important area of study. Once we studied that, or once we look at world events in, you know, with that vision, then a whole lot of things pop out at you that you would never think of. And this killing, this sniper in the Washington D.C. area is exactly, you know, falls into that category.
Now, we're going to be back here in just a moment with David Bay. I think you'll find his observations fascinating. I'm not here to say true or false, but there's certainly an awful lot of truth in what he's saying. And I think you'll be quite intrigued by what you're going to hear this next half hour. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just once again want to mention the program we're going to be putting on here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's going to be on the 23rd of November. That is the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And we're going to have a number of speakers. We're going to have Joan Parrish. We're going to have Bill Sardi, who's been with us a number of times, talking on health issues. We're going to have Jeannie Soderman. Brad Dacus is going to be there. And I'm going to be there. And we're going to talk about how you will prepare yourself for what lies ahead. First of all, you have to know what is going on, what the plan is on the other side, what this whole idea of sustainable development and Agenda 21 is. But then you have to know what's going to happen to America financially. And most of the programs, and we put on an awful lot of experts, so-called experts on finance, but of course there are certain things they don't really take into account when they tell you or make it suggestions as to what you should be doing to protect yourself. And so we're going to cover finance, we're going to cover health issues, because I believe we're in for some very real problems. The government keeps telling us there's going to be a biological attack. And I suspect that they know something that you don't know. We do know that all the evidence shows that the last biological attack, the anthrax attack, why the material came from our own laboratories. I don't know where the next attack is going to come from, Saddam Hussein, the wicked Osama bin Laden, or from our own military laboratories. It doesn't really matter when people are dying, but what can you do right now to protect yourself and your family? And then we're going to talk about the spiritual battle and components. So really, we're talking about preparation and what you can do to prepare yourself for what lies ahead. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. It'll be all day long. It'll be at luncheon. Give us a call and hope you can make it and bring your friends. Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is David Bay of CuttingEdge.org, because he's organized.
I'm organized.
All right. And David is going to tell you, of course, his interpretation of what's going on back there. You're not hearing about that. Well, let me tell you that people back there are really living in terror. There have been a number, how many people have been killed now? How many attacks have there been?
There have been 13 shots so far, 9 people killed, 2 people wounded, and, 3 people wounded, and one missed shot.
Okay,
so that's
fine.
A total of 13 shots so far.
All right. Now, of course, you pointed out that there is a pattern. At least there were with the first 6 shots. What was the pattern that you found?
The pattern I found with the first 6 shots is that they formed a perfect broken cross.
And now, explain to our listeners what the broken cross is.
Okay. The Roman Emperor Nero, way back, 2,000 years ago, decided that he was going to crush Christianity once and for all. And as he prepared his fearsome persecution campaign, he took the Christian cross and symbolically broke each of the horizontal bars down and brought them down actually from the middle to a little bit closer to the bottom, but the right-hand arms were definitely broken. Then he drew a circle around that, and that symbolized a broken, crushed Christianity.
And there was a peace sign that was used during the Vietnam War.
Right, and they had the same occult source for that symbol as Nero did.
All right,
to them, this was their symbol of rebellion against the constituted authority.
And of course, if you plot this out, and you can actually see it on David's website at cuttingedge.org, you'll actually see the broken cross. Now, some of the Satanists or some of the satanic websites have commented on this, haven't they?
Yes, there was one in particular, a white magic practitioner by the name of Solog. He came out a few days ago and said that the first shots formed the broken cross, or an inverted cross, and then he said that, and then he agreed with me about the rest of the shots.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us about the rest of the shots, because that's what's really so intriguing.
Well, we plotted that the first 6 shots formed a broken cross. Then we waited and we just recorded the next 4 shots, and we were recording this, or we were plotting this on a new map software that we have that is compatible with the global positioning system, the GPS system. And what we would do is we would not rely on just on the general addresses given by the news. We would dig specifically until we found the exact address or the exact corners that this shooting occurred. Then we would put that into our map software and determine the exact location. And that's important because in some, in 3 of these instances, if you put the dot where the map said, where the mass media, news reports said it would be, you would not get a true picture. But once we got the shootings at, downtown Washington D.C., the Bowie Middle School, media called the Manassas murder, although it wasn't anywhere close to it, And then once we got the number 8 shot at Fredericksburg, we then saw that we had all the angles and all of the lines we needed for a perfect pentagram. And that is the, and then on when the shot from Falls Church came in, we immediately rushed to our program, plugged in the exact Home Depot address, and saw that it had fallen precisely on the southwest to northeast pentagram line.
Well,
we definitely have a pentagram here.
Could this just be coincidence?
No. The mathematical calculations against this, against 12 shots being on these, you know, on specific lines like this, is over 4 trillion to 1 against it.
Well, now, of course, the murderer at one point left a tarot card. Then that certainly
right.
should give somebody some inkling. And of course, the police are not talking at all about this, are they?
No, but it's interesting. I got a phone call from a subscriber, and he's from one of the southern states, and he's a forensic doctor. And he called me up. He called me up on Monday of last week, and again on Thursday. And on Monday of last week, he says, "Mr. Bay," he says, "I'm a subscriber. I see on your headline news that you say that this shooting is a pentagram." He said, "How did you arrive at your calculations?" And I told him, and he says, "Well, that's good." He said, "My friends in the police department downtown have a pentagram, and they wanted to know just how you got yours." Okay. So I said to him, "Well, if your friends doing this on their part time realize that they've got a pentagram on the ground, then it's safe to assume that the police in the Washington D.C. Maryland area know that too." And he says, "Oh, absolutely." He says, "Absolutely. It is a pentagram."
Well, the thing is, of course, that people don't understand that there really are satanic organizations out there. And many times they're actually protected by the police.
Absolutely.
The story of the Jack the Ripper executions, of course, it occurred, during the 19th century in England, of course, but that was covered up because it was a Masonic series of murders. And there were Masonic symbols left there, and so the police just never bothered to try to catch Jack the Ripper, because if you are a high-level Mason, you have sworn oaths that no matter what happens, people can be guilty of murder or treason, and you will not convict them. I mean, why do you think
right.
Bill Clinton got off as far as his impeachment? I mean, the House of Representatives had the goods on him, but of course the leader of the Senate was a man named Tom DeLay, a 33rd degree Mason, and of course Bill Clinton was the highest degree of DeMolay in the country, that is, the sons of the Masons, and of course there's no way that he was going to be convicted. In fact, if you haven't read David Shipper's book, Sellout, and we actually have that. And David Shippers could not understand why, after all these people from the House had risked their whole reputations, these 10 congressmen went to DeLay, and DeLay said, "We're not going to do anything. I mean, forget about it. We're not going to impeach the president. We'll give you 3 days to present your case, and you can have 3 witnesses if we agree to it." And it was a cover-up, but people don't understand, and why some of the Republican senators switched over and voted with the Democrats on the impeachment. Why? Simply because they were Masons. And until you understand this, you can't understand anything going on today. And of course, David, why don't you talk a little bit about you make the point so well that these people love to make patterns on the ground.
Right.
And of course,
right.
what about our nation's capital?
Right. This, we are talking about witchcraft and witchcraft ritual. And Masons have, virtually the same witchcraft rituals that a regular witch performs. When a witch is preparing to do a ritual, he or she will first put the symbol that is required in the ritual on the ground. He or she will draw it on the ground. So Freemasons and Satanists of all kinds believe, really, really love to put their symbols on the ground.
I was just going to say, an awful lot of Masons don't understand this. They think it's just a club, where they wear silly hats. They don't understand what it's really about, but some of them do. They
Manly P. Hall said that there are two fraternities. There's a visible fraternity to which about 95% of all Masons belong, and then there is the invisible fraternity. And Manly says that the purpose of the visible fraternity is to protect the knowledge that the invisible even exists. They are to be a cover for the invisible, and it's the invisible society that we're talking about. It's
right.
The invisible society that truly does worship Lucifer.
And of course, for anybody who'd like to check that out, it comes from Lectures in Ancient Philosophy by Manly P. Hall, and the term was Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity.
Right.
And that's exactly what it's about.
That's
and
right.
You know Masons, and they may be very nice people, but they don't understand the significance of the oaths they've sworn
there
or the secrets they must keep.
There is, you know, a French Freemason, La Enfant, drew up in 1791, I believe it is, he drew up the original plans for downtown Washington, D.C. He constructed the streets just north of the White House into a goat's head of Mendez pentagram with two points up and one point down, a really evil symbol. And then he constructed the Capitol the streets running from the White House to the Capitol, and then from the Capitol over the Jefferson Memorial, to be in the shape of a Mason's compass, rule, and square. So we have had for 200 years, we've had occult symbols on the ground in Washington D.C. This is nothing really new. Now there is the two most commonly used symbols in a ritual stand are the pentagram and the hexagram. So it's very significant that they are putting a pentagram on the ground. These shootings also began on a very important occult celebration holiday. It is the annual celebration to the Hindu goddess Kali. And Kali is near and dear to the Illuminati because she is a destroyer of the old paradigm, the old order, so that the new world order could be established. And she's vicious, and she kills indiscriminately. Around her necklace, she wears 52 human skulls tied together. So this started on her celebration day, August 2 and 3. So when the tarot card was found, that was just confirmation to me that this was truly an occult-based event. And remember, it wasn't just any tarot card. It was the death card, which is number 13 in the tarot deck. Very clearly black magic.
Well, let me just point out to our listeners, if it sounds incredible to you that our nation's capital could be laid out, with a cult background, there's a book put out by HarperCollins. We carry it. It's called The Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital.
Yeah, David Ovison.
Right. And it's only been out maybe about 2 years. We carry this. And the fact that you have never heard this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. If you want to get in the background of the story the Son of Sam and the international satanic organization that he was part of and Manson was part of, why there's a book called The Ultimate Evil. We don't carry it. We probably should, but The Ultimate Evil, it's all there, but of course you're never going to hear this through the controlled media because they don't want you to understand Lucifer's control over everything going on in the world today. And, of course, it's being covered up by the church. We're going to have to take a break here.
Okay.
This is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us across America, we hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters because this is how we do what we do. And for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month, whatever you can afford, why we'll give you the four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out across America with the truth that you're not going to get elsewhere. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Now, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day. I spend 5 hours a day on radio, on the Internet, 2 hours a day on shortwave, 3 hours a day on satellite, reaching people all across America, but it's expensive. and it's the good people out there who are really concerned about what's happening, who want to be part of our effort to educate the American people about the spiritual nature of the battle and the terrible, terrible things that lie ahead for this country, because this country has turned its back on God. And when a country turns its back on God, then God turns his back on that country. And the only thing that's going to change things are revival. And the American people don't think they don't need God. I mean, we never had it so good. But, of course, everybody needs God. They just don't understand it. But they will. And our job is to inform as many people as we can so that when things do become and begin very difficult and fall apart, there will be educated people there to explain what's happening. That's all we can do because, of course, we live in a fallen world. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Could you believe that there is an organized effort to dumb down children all across America? As we see falling SAT scores, it's very easy to say, well, gee, we need to just spend more money. That'll solve our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't solve the problem at all, because there is an organized program within the hierarchy of education to dumb down our children intentionally. Outcome-based education is a fascinating book written by Pamela Hobbs Hofker and Pat Lutzik, going into the background of the program of the humanists who gained control of the educational establishment in the United States to change the attitude of our children, to change their attitude towards God and family and country. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for outcome-based education. Once you understand what they're doing to your children, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is David Bay. His website is cuttingedge.org, cuttingedge.org, and you'll want to go to that, get on the Internet. Great information up there on many, many subjects, but I think that this is one of the most important issues right now. And the fact that, you know, here you have this man, and, of course, whoever the sniper is or whoever the snipers are, obviously, why... they have left a message that they've recorded on the ground, an upside-down broken cross, a pentagram, a tarot card. And, of course, very few people have any idea of what's really going on today.
Well, most people, Stan, do not understand that the Illuminati, who plans on staging Antichrist, I think very soon, they plan on breaking Christianity. They plan on crushing genuine Christianity. And of course, the Bible says that in the time of the tribulation period, God would allow the forces of Antichrist to absolutely crush the saints. And that is what this picture of the broken cross on the ground at the top of the pyramid actually means. And furthermore, there is more symbolism there, Stan. If you look on the map and we have it in several of our articles on this subject. The broken cross is at the very top of the uppermost point of the pentagram. This is a pentagram pointing north, and it's it's one point up and 2 points down. And the broken cross is laying on the tip, perfectly on the tip of this northernmost point of the pentagram, the pyramidal point. And Dr. Kathy Burns, in her book on, that you carry and I carry, Masonic and Occult Symbols, she reports, and she also reports this in the Secrets of the Eastern Star, she reports that the shape of a sacrificial satanic altar is a pyramid. So what you've got is a picture not only of a Christian, of a crushed Christian church, but it is laying on a pyramid. I mean, it's laying on a pyramidal shaped satanic altar. That is the true meaning of this symbol. And lastly, in Freemasonry, they worship the East, and they have in their lodges they have a point set for the South and a point set for the West, and never a point set for the North. Because the North is the evil place to them. It's the dark place. And why is that? Because the God of the Bible revealed in Isaiah 14 that he makes his throne in the uttermost part of the north. And so this thing is pointing north. The Christian church is on an altar, with the symbolism of being crushed, and it's facing north.
And of course, it's starting right in our nation's capital. I think that is just so pointed, because of course that is the center of so much of the problem that faces us today.
Exactly.
Of the area with the greatest AIDS levels of AIDS anywhere in the country, of the murder capital of the world, the most crime and violence in our nation's capital. And, of course, the congressmen who are responsible for it, they can't solve the problems there. But, of course, they want to use those same techniques that they've used in Washington, D.C., all across America, and it's going to result in chaos and crisis.
Right, and that chaos and crisis, as we know from the dialectic process, is planned.
Right.
Because crisis, controlled crisis, brings about controlled change. And
okay.
and you talk about Satanism in this in this area. Remember that the most powerful type of Satanism is generational Satanism, generational witchcraft, which means it's passed down from generation to generation. And in this Washington, D.C. area, we've had witchcraft now actively practiced in our nation's capital since at least 1791. So we've had a long, long history of many, many generations now of powerful witchcraft in this area.
And, of course, remember when Hillary was in the White House, and, of course, she was calling in Jean Houston to conjure
right.
up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. But don't feel I'm picking on the Democrats. Remember when Nancy Reagan, Reagan was there, but it's all right that she was going to the astrologer, and she and Ronnie were going over the astrological anticipation to plan how our government would be run. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand the implications of what we're saying? It permeates the leadership of both political parties.
So remember,
but right now, of course, you've got George W. Bush in the White House. He comes from Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones is a satanic organization. Why doesn't he renounce that? Why doesn't he renounce the oaths he's sworn instead of when he was last asked about it? He said, is that organization still around? I didn't even know it was still around.
And then he said, It's part of my heritage. It's part of who I am, and the experiences that made me who I am today.
Right, that's what he said, earlier. But right now, of course, she's denying it. There's a new book out. You really need to get our 4 tapes out on Skull and Bones. Of course, we actually have a woman whose father and grandfather were Skull and Bones. Get her opinion of what Skull and Bones was about. Alexandra Robbins, who was allowed to investigate this and has fed a lot of false information by people who I believe were, as they said about another man, they were playing with his mind. I suspect they were playing with Alexandra Robbins. But, I think she's a nice lady, and you need to hear that interview because she describes the Skull and Bones wedding. And it won't send chills up and down your back. And Skull and Bones dominates our current administration.
For our Christian listeners, I would remind you that Jesus said you cannot serve, it was Paul, you cannot serve Jesus Christ and Belial. You cannot serve Jesus and Satan. You must choose. And yet here we have George Bush, who refuses to give up his Skull and Bones, and yet he turns around and says he's a Christian. He's trying to serve both Jesus Christ and Belial. And the Bible says that won't work.
But they're moving us into a third world war, ladies and gentlemen.
Are.
This is what it's all about. And that war is not going to be simply fought on the streets of Baghdad, and it's going to be fought, at least in part, on the streets of America.
Right.
And if you think we're going to escape the tragedy that is going to occur when we go into financial chaos, and I believe, and we have from several sources, that there probably will be biological attacks, what are you going to do? What are you going to say to your children? How these things came about? They came about not because they had to, but because the good people did nothing. For all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to continue doing what they've done in the past. And say, oh no, it's all in God's hands. I don't believe it's in God's hands. God is weeping because the good people are not doing anything. Well, go ahead, David. What are some of your other thoughts? We've got about 3 minutes before we have to turn into pumpkins.
Okay. Well, this is a black magic based event, and they have put on the ground a symbol which, among other things, symbolizes the coming destruction of the Christian church. And this, the Illuminati is not worried about the mainline denominations who have denied most of the Bible. They're not even worried about the evangelical churches because they've hijacked their leadership, number one, and they've come to the point where they believe that the rapture is going to take them out of here before any bad stuff happens, so they're just going about their life nonchalantly.
Well, what happens if it occurs 30 years after America's fallen? I mean, where does it say in the Bible that America will be saved or protected? Where does it say that, America won't be destroyed long, long before the rapture comes?
Well, Jesus said that all these things will happen within a generation once Israel comes back to her land. So there is a time limit on it. Also, America is part of the 10-nation reorganization of the world, which occurred between 1992 and 1996. So the 10 nations of Daniel 7 and 8 are already here, and the Bible in that passage says that the 10 nations will remain until Antichrist is on the comes on the scene, and then immediately thereafter, three of those 10 nations are totally annihilated, totally plucked up by the roots and destroyed. And Stan, I believe America will be one of those three.
Well, of course, if God is a just God, he would either have to take action against America or apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
So it is high time that Christians, truly fundamental Bible-believing Christians, who is the only enemy that the Illuminati recognizes, it's high time that we get really on fire for the Lord. And it's high time that we most people don't know how to lead someone to the Lord, Stan. And so we have a salvation page that is very good for that. When you come, it's at the end of every one of our articles, but it's also on the front page in the upper left-hand corner where it says, "What must I do to be saved?" I think people ought to download that, and I think they ought to study it, learn how to lead someone to the Lord, and keep it in their Bible. Because when this bad stuff starts to happen, Stan, people who have had no interest in spiritual things whatsoever prior to that point are suddenly going to be coming to you for answers.
Amen to that. And of course, the thing is that the Christians have to be prepared for it and not simply say, "Oh, well, nothing bad's ever going to happen."
Yeah, well, what Bible teachers don't tell you is that while the church will be raptured before Antichrist begins the 7 years, we have the entire world has the last birth pangs of Matthew 24 to go through. And those are the birth pangs to finally produce Antichrist. And what are those birth pangs? Birth pangs? Wars and rumors of wars, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines and earthquakes. And those are the birth pangs that are right ahead of us. And it's going to feel like tribulation, Stan.
Amen to that. Well, thanks so very much for being with us. Our guest has been David Bay, and of course it's cuttingedge.org. And God bless you. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.
Look forward to having you with us on some of the other programs.
All right.
All right, well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, I'm not just trying to bring you all bad news. The great news is that God is supreme. Certainly, he's allowing these things to happen. We should be involved. These things would not be happening had the church been doing what the church is supposed to do. Had the church really been the conscience of this nation, do you honestly think we would see the sexual immorality that we have if we had the church being reflected in society? And of course the tragedy is it's not. And the church really has failed because, of course, they've lost the vision of what this is all about. When was the last time your minister told you that you were sinners saved by grace? We're all sinners saved by grace, and of course that's why we need a Savior. Well, it's out of time. Let me ask you to remind you about our meeting. It's going to be on the 23rd of November, and we hope you can come. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our ministers, because they should be leading the spiritual battle. And finally, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Did you get the fax from Bill Sardi?
Yes, I did.